Samir, you've just won the grand prize at the Tech Venture Prize. How much did you actually win?
Apparently $100,000. I'm looking at the check and I can't believe it. So.
And what is the product that your company actually produces?
So we are developing a smart patch that sits on the outside of any commercially available diaper or incontinence product. It tracks moisture levels on the inside of that product from the outside and then relays that information through to caregivers and nursing staff so that they know when to change residence. So for use in long-term care and institutional settings where we've got elderly folks with incontinence.
Where did the idea come from to actually focus on this?
It first came from a passion to make a difference in the elderly care space in general because there's a huge emerging need and there's not a lot of companies doing really innovative things in that space. And with the aging population, we wanted to be there. And at the beginning of this journey 16 months ago, none of the co-founding team even knew what incontinence meant. But we got in the room with a bunch of different stakeholders, whether it be the nursing staff, to the geriatricians, to the administrators at some of these homes, and asked them, where are your biggest pain points? And incontinence management kept coming up as one of them, which is how we arrived at this as a problem.
What is your background?
So my background is actually, I'm a recent finance grad from the University of Alberta, and I thought I was going to be an investment banker, but summered there and didn't really necessarily think that that was the best place for me, and wanted to make a big impact. It's kind of been my theme along the way, and so I've found that entrepreneurship now is really the best avenue to achieve that.
How many people are involved in this venture?
I have two other co-founders who are obviously full-time on this, and then we've got a team of engineers, about three other engineers as well.
And who helped you along the way?
Everybody. I mean, the thank yous are endless. You start with your family at the end of the day, because that's really important. You know, trying to be a wantrepreneur, as I say, I don't think I'm an entrepreneur yet, but a wantrepreneur, trying to make it with no revenues, no salary, nothing. Family's a huge thing for me. The other people are the team. My co-founders are the best things alive. You know, we get up every day to crush it, right? And work 80 to 100 hour weeks to just try to make this vision a reality. And so they're really important to me. And we've been blessed with a number of different mentors, investors along the way who have helped us, you know, when we face big challenges, get back on our feet and figure out how to cross those mountains.
One of the things about winning the Tech Venture Prize, they always look for people who've got traction and they really do have the potential for fast growth.
Right.
So where has your fast growth been or where do you see it being?
So it's a very good question because 3 months ago we were actually like looking into the abyss because we had realized that the Canadian healthcare market was not a good one for our technology to be introduced into, and that's just based upon the way things are funded here in Canada. So we were flat on our faces trying to figure out what's our next move, right? And I believe that we found our initial market in the United States because the fundamentals, the market fundamentals and the funding structures in the US are just far more conducive to innovation and adopting innovation, which is why we're moving down to Maryland over the next, in 4 days, for the next 6 months to iterate upon the product until we get it right for this user. So the US appears to be a far better market and is going to be where I think our initial real breakthrough is.
So with the sensor, where exactly is it placed on the incontinence diaper and how does somebody figure out what's going on? How does the message get out?
Sure. So it's the sensor is a reusable patch that sticks onto the outside of the brief and detects moisture levels on the inside from the outside. And that data is then communicated up to the cloud. From the cloud, depending on the infrastructure at whatever facility or care home that you're looking at, it can be sent through the point of care system that they already have in place or to any mobile device.
So how much might it cost?
So we project that when we get this to market, it'd be about $50 per unit. But at this point, we're still in development phase, so there's a lot of ifs at this point.
I mean, it's something that's reusable. So it's not a one-off.
Yeah, so we expect that to last for about a year. We think that we can definitely penetrate the market at a price point like that.
And what would you do then? Because the urine, because it is going to come through the diaper, either sideways or whatever. How do you keep it clean? How do you deal with the hygiene issue?
Yeah, you bet. So number one is on a recurring basis or on a regular basis, we don't actually expect it to continuously get soiled. These briefs are very high tech, made to withhold moisture. There's a moisture barrier on the outside. But in the event that they do get soiled, because they inevitably will, we're planning to make this machine washable as well as spray and wipe with the existing chemicals that folks use in long-term care right now.
And where do you think you might manufacture it? Or is that a little bit too far down the road?
That's a little bit too far down the road, but it'll be here in North America to start with our smaller volume batches. But, you know, in the future, as you drive more volume, then that could change.
So when you look down the road, and if you look into the future, how much money do you think there is here?
Now, that's an interesting question. People ask that. We're going for a home run, which to me means we're trying to make $1 billion-plus business. But it's not so much about the money for us as much as it is about making an impact. We think by making an impact, we're going to actually be able to make a business out of it, which will be great. But what I would say is that this product tackles one problem in the elderly care space, which is incontinence management. But it can serve, and it will serve in the future, as a platform to solve many other problems that we face in the elderly care space. And I think what's really, really exciting going forward is big data. You know, now we're going to have sensors, wearable sensors, tracking things that we've never tracked before. Can we draw correlations between different variables and help to prevent conditions from developing in a way in which we never were able to before? That's where the real potential for this thing lies, and that's what gets us up in the morning to solve this problem as well as other ones in this space.
Now, obviously, going into the Tech Venture Prize business plan competition, you won, so you've got $100,000 on your belt now. But why did you enter the competition? What did Tech Edmonton do for you?
Well, Tech Edmonton has been a great supporter and a resource for SensaSure along the way since we started, making introductions, providing us with, you know, a host of different advisory services, etc. And to be honored as one of the Venture Prize finalists was humbling enough as is, right? So what compelled me to join this in particular, I mean, you know, I guess we were encouraged to do so by Tech Edmonton, but I, you know, reflecting back upon it, I think it was a really worthwhile experience, not just because we have a nice big fat check there, but because we took a step back, thought about where are we really going to be in 5 years, which changes as a startup on a day-to-day basis, right? But it's good to take the time out to think strategically and think about what the future is going to hold.
Well, congratulations, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.